Paul, a 3-1 win today and a complete turnaround. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, second half, I thought everybody was outstanding. One of the all-round best team performances since I've been here, second half. First half, you talk about giving yourself a chance in the game, and after 4 minutes, our centre-halves go AWOL. Then after that, they had a little bit of pressure, and then, you know, leading into half-time, I always felt we were going to score. Get into them a little bit at half-time. And I just wanted to make them realise what a great chance they've got and not to throw it away. Second half, led by Curtis Mayne up top, who I thought was outstanding today. You know, we got the result that we deserved.
You've had since Wednesday to set them up, and you just hit on the point there. Behind after 5 minutes, Paul, I mean, you must be pulling your hair out on this touchline.
I was going nuts, if I'm being completely honest. You know, we came here, went back to 4-1-4-1, because we felt away from home especially. It's been a system that's worked really well for us. And then after, well, 4.5 minutes, I think it was, you know, you're 1-0 down. You know, we had to take Abdul off before he got sent off, but we were thinking about changing it before that. You know, and getting the two wingers on there and try to use the width, and that's what we'd spoke about and worked on. Was it's a big pitch, was getting a lot of width in the team.
Was it the red card rather than the tactical? He looked to be on a bit of a tightrope, Paul,
yeah,
didn't
it? It was. It made my mind up for me, but we were talking about doing that anyway, you know, because we spoke before the game as well about getting the ball wide, getting it to Nathan, getting it to Kyle, getting the fullbacks really pushing on, because it is a big pitch. And I think it took us about 17 minutes to get across in, you know, so we were thinking about doing it anyway.
However, from the restart, you're straight on the front foot, and the Richie Wellens equaliser, great timing, gives you a foothold, doesn't it, to get back into it?
Yeah, it does. And I always, towards the end of the first half, I always felt as if we were going to score. You know, we had good possession. We started getting Nathan and Curtis, and then John, when he came on down the sides of them. You know, and that's what happens if you use the width, then the space down the sides of the centre-halves becomes free there. If the centre-halves want to tuck the full-backs in, then we can get the wingers in the game. And I thought they'd done an excellent in the second half.
Yeah, that's given you that platform, hasn't it? Johnson Clark-Harris, his first goal for the club, and Harry Forrester from close range as well, to wrap it up with the game stretched, really. But just reward for the second-half performance specifically.
Yes, and I'm delighted, especially with the two substitutes coming on, because, you know, they were disappointed to be left out. I spoke to them about it, and they took it fantastically well. You know, and I told them both that they would get their chance. I don't think Harry thought it was going to be as quick as he did, but they would get on today and to make an impact, and they've both done that. So, you know, from that point of view, it's easy for them to sulk when they're not in the team, but they were right behind everybody else, and they got the rewards for that when they come on.
And coming into the game, you talked about players having a point to prove. It's not been the greatest of March so far, off the back of a really good February, Paul. So do you feel some way vindicated for that statement, and have you got the response that you desired?
Yeah, we wanted a response. You know, we've got good players in our team. We've got a good squad. You know, I felt everybody's disappointed losing a couple of games, none more so than me, but I felt there was a slight overreaction from it as well. You know, we went into today still in a really good position with 9 games left. We've got ourselves in a better position with 8 games left. On the second half performance, we know we're capable of putting in.
I'm sure you're aware, but it's the club's 47th game today. At some point, naturally, that's going to take its toll on players, isn't it?
It is, but I thought the fitness levels today were outstanding. You know, the longer the game got on, the fitter we got, the stronger we got. And that's a big part, you know, because it's a tough league,
yeah,
to play in. It's a heavy, heavy pitch as well. But I've got to give the players all the credit, because they worked ever so hard. They kept trying to pass the ball, and they kept trying to do the right things.
James Coppinger not involved. Was he ever close today, Paul?
He's trained yesterday, and his ankle is probably 90% there. And we just felt with the pitch the way it is here, it wasn't worth risking him.
And Paul Keegan, are we suggesting that might be it for the season for him, or are we still giving him hope?
We're hoping Keegs is going to be back before the end of the season. We don't want to push him, you know, but Dean Furman was outstanding again in the middle of the park today. So Dean Keegs,
because he's been playing that role so well, hasn't he, Paul Keegan? That's been the point for him.
Yep, he has, but, you know, but Dean's come in there, and I thought him and Richie in a two today. Richie ran the show on the ball, Dean done all the dirty stuff off the ball, if you like, broke things up, and, you know, but it was a really all round good team performance.
MK Dons next up. It's shaping up nicely, isn't it, before the end of March, heading into the Easter period?
Yes, it's another big game for us. You know, we've 8 left, so let's have a go at it.
Thanks, Paul.